My conversations sort of go like this in 4 months. Accountability, accountability, accountability.
So what is this school accountability system Education Commissioner Michael Williams is hearing about and plans to fix? In its simplest form, though it's not simple, it's two things. The new STAR test students must pass to advance or graduate, and the way those tests are used to grade schools and districts. Bad grades can eventually lead to the commissioner reorganizing or shutting down a school. The commissioner also ties something else to accountability. The core courses high school students are required to take to graduate. Williams wants to add options to the list.
We ought to be looking at how we can identify math and science courses that have rigor, but that fit the fields that kids might want to go into, so that everybody still has 4 years of rigor in math and 4 years of rigor in science, but maybe the kid that wants to be in the construction business takes construction geometry, or a kid that is excited about the possibility of flying people around takes aviation or something like that.
When I hear the complaints about accountability, what I usually hear complaints about is the testing.
I would say that the legislature is going to make a determination whether we have too many, but let's go back to something. There are two different aspects to testing. One is the number of end-of-course exams, and whether it's 15 or whatever. The other one is all of the tests that you take in preparation. State law says that you cannot have tests more than 10% of the school year. That's 18 days. If school districts are testing 40 and 45 days, that's because they're doing something, quite frankly, that is outside of state law.
But make no mistake, Williams thinks testing is crucial.
We do measure what we treasure. And so it seems to me if we want to make sure that youngsters are getting it, then we're going to have to test them.
Maybe his biggest accountability change will be the way the state grades schools. Superintendents have complained that if just one demographic group of students fails their tests, a specific ethnic group, for example, then the entire school or district could be labeled unsatisfactory.
I've heard that, and we're moving towards an index. And the index will have at least four features to it. One would be student achievement. That's the way we do it today. One would be how are you closing the racial achievement gap.
His other two measures for rating schools, improvement of test scores from year to year, and whether the scores show students are prepared for college or a job.
That will sort of balance out the pressures, if you will.
The commissioner also plans to replace the school rating system of exemplary or unsatisfactory with familiar letter grades of A through F.
Folks understand what that is.
It's one simplification of a very complex accountability system. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.